One of the hottest tickets on Broadway is to a 50-year-old musical, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. The Pulitzer Prize-winning corporate satire might have a sparkling score by Frank Lesser, but what's packing them in 8 times a week is the chance to see a young wizard sing and dance, Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Harry Potter. Jeff London reports.
I admit it, I'm a muggle. But there are hordes of kids, accompanied by their parents, coming to Broadway to get a glimpse of Daniel Radcliffe in a different role. He's playing J. Pierpont Finch, the window washer who rises swiftly up the corporate ladder in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And director Rob Ashford says they're in for a surprise.
I think people are coming to see Daniel and actually leaving having seen a musical that Daniel's starring in, which I think is cool.
How to observe personnel. How to select whom to lunch with. How to avoid petty friends. How to begin making contacts. How to...
That's right. It turns out Daniel Radcliffe is something of a song and dance man.
I relish the challenge of it, and I look forward to hopefully doing it 8 times a week. You know, that's what you get paid for. It's about having that appointment with inspiration every night at 8 o'clock.
Is all that I need. How to succeed.
Radcliffe's resume already includes Broadway. Back in 2008, he took on the role of a disturbed teenager in the play Equus. And How to Succeed's producers saw him in that show.
And at the beginning of Equus, I sang the Milky Bar theme tune. And they came back afterwards and said, oh, you can sing. I went, well, I can sing the Milky Bar theme tune. You know, that's not exactly qualification for doing any kind of Broadway musical, I didn't think. Turns out it was.
Well, not exactly. Since then, while filming the final installments of Harry Potter, Radcliffe has taken vocal lessons, dance lessons, and worked with a dialect coach, says director Rob Ashford.
He was like an athlete preparing for the Olympics, and that's how he got ready for this.
And do you play it nicely?
Play it nicely. Still, he blitzes me in every game like that.
Why?
'Cause I play it the company way.
Radcliffe says previous productions of How to Succeed have featured actors in their 30s playing Finch. At age 21, he felt he could bring something different to the character, who's kind of an amoral corporate climber.
It makes him a slightly more compassionate character, and you forgive a lot more because he's young. You root for him more. And also because I'm sort of a little guy and kind of skinny and things, people do tend to root for me.
Playing opposite the 5'5" Radcliffe is 6'4" TV star John Larroquette. At age 63, he's making his Broadway debut in the role of corporate president J.B. Bigley.
Well, I mean, I will be bluntly honest. It could have been almost any play, and if somebody had called me and said, we want you to be in a little blah, 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 co-starring with Daniel Radcliffe, the answer would have been yes.
Rob Ashford's staging makes the most out of the enormous height difference between the two actors. He's turned Grand Old Ivy, a parody of a football fight song, into one of the show's highlights.
It's a great number. It does stop the show, too, which was quite exciting to hear for the first time when we did it in front of an audience.
Radcliffe really gets to show off his dance moves in the finale, The Brotherhood of Man, says Rob Ashford.
That whole number was constructed and geared toward the first time really in the show that Finch is in charge, that everyone dances the Finch way. But then through the course of it, it ends up being one big celebration.
We keep
aren't you proud to be in that fraternity?
The great big brotherhood of men.
And Daniel Radcliffe, who's committed the next year to perform in How to Succeed, says he's been having a ball and winning over some muggles in the process.
What's lovely for me is there is a huge amount of support from all the Potter fans coming in. There's also, you know, a lot of sort of Broadway fans coming in as well, which is what's very exciting to me.
How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying is currently playing at the Al Hirschfeld Theater on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And if you'd like to see video of Daniel Radcliffe singing and dancing in the show How to Succeed, you can go to npr.org.